The Bush transition team is looking for another Secretary of Labor. Linda Chavez withdrew her name yesterday as President-elect Bush's nominee, saying she was becoming a distraction. Her nomination became increasingly controversial after reports surfaced that she gave shelter to a woman from Guatemala who entered the United States illegally. At a news conference yesterday, Chavez described herself as a victim of the politics of personal destruction. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Linda Chavez surrounded herself at her news conference yesterday with other recent immigrants who testified that she had helped them find jobs and gain a foothold in this country. But Chavez had to organize her own defense. There were no members of the Bush team present at the announcement, a clear signal they had concluded her nomination was unwinnable. Chavez said she had made some mistakes in her handling of questions about her relationship with a Guatemalan woman, Marta Mercado, but said they were errors of compassion.
I've not led a perfect life. I don't think anybody has. I'm not Mother Teresa. However, I have tried to do right by people who have been in need. And some of that doing right by people recently has gotten me where I am here today.
Chavez was already under fire for her conservative views on labor issues. That criticism only intensified after reports she had given Mercado both shelter and cash while Mercado was performing some domestic chores for Chavez. There were questions about when Chavez was aware Mercado had arrived in the U.S. with falsified documents. Chavez said yesterday, quote, "I think I always knew she was here illegally," describing her as someone who came from a very abusive relationship. But Bush transition officials said Chavez told them she didn't know Mercado's status until after she left her home and went back to Guatemala. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported the FBI was looking into whether Chavez was trying to influence the answers of a neighbor prior to a background check. Chavez, though, brushed off the questions, blaming her withdrawal on the climate.
I think that what has happened over the last few days is quite typical of what happens in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately is very typical of what has happened in politics in America today. And I believe that what has happened is part of what we've seen over the last several years of the politics of personal destruction, is the phrase.
Chavez said she had not been pushed out by Bush transition officials, although that is in dispute. Published reports indicate Bush officials asked Chavez to step aside after concluding her nomination was doomed. She said the decision to withdraw was her own.
I have decided that I am becoming a distraction, and therefore I have asked President Bush to withdraw my name for Secretary of Labor. I do this with some regret, because I think that it is a very, very bad signal to all of those good people out there who want to serve their government and want to serve the people of the United States.
Mr. Bush released a statement saying he was disappointed Chavez will not become the next Secretary of Labor. Labor leaders clearly did not share that disappointment. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney.
Linda Chavez's record speaks for itself. I firmly believe that the Secretary of Labor, whoever that might be, has the responsibility of enforcing the laws and the rules that protect workers, and that that individual must respect workers and respect the law. And I believe that Linda Chavez's record shows that she does neither.
The list of possible replacements for Chavez is long and includes former Congressman Jim Talent, former Republican National Committee Chairman Rich Bond, Congresswoman Jennifer Dunn of Washington, and Elaine Chao, a former Deputy Transportation Secretary. All appear less controversial than the outspoken Chavez and more likely to win confirmation. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.